given the turnover after the 2010 elections and now with the 2012 elections, over half the 99 members in a state assembly either are freshmen or sophomores. And if you given what happened the last legislative session with the protests and, you know, the real uniqueness of the legislative session, over half the state assembly hasn't gone through a normal legislative session or process. So there's a lot of inexperience in the legislature compared to other legislative sessions. So it's going to be important for farmers, and not only farmers, but other constituents to weigh in with their state representatives, especially to tell them what's important to them for the upcoming legislative session, which will be highlighted by Governor Walker introducing his proposed state budget and the state legislature acting on that here in the first part of 2013.
How does agriculture fare in what you see as a proposed state budget?
Well, recent budget numbers have come out that the state is going to collect a little more in taxes and fees than anticipated, about $1 billion more than anticipated. And if you think about it, the state budget's about $63 billion over 2 years. So, you know, you're talking a lot of money, but it is a very small percentage of the overall state budget. And it's going to be a number of state agencies or areas of state government are be clamoring for additional funding, whether that be transportation, corrections, education, local units of government, things like that.
Now, let's talk about education first off. I mean, some of these are concerns that some of these VOAG programs might be on the bubble out in these school districts. Are we going to see some relief from that pressure?
About, we've heard this discussion for the last couple of years, and if you take a look at it, there hasn't been cutting and total elimination of VOAG programs across the state. There may have been one here or there, but there's also been a new one started in Milwaukee. The real issue will come now as far as the next state budget. What priorities do school districts have for continuing existing programs, and what do the citizens and the students of that school district want? So I'm quite confident that VOAG programs are in fairly good shape. Doesn't mean that hopefully we can't get a little more money for them, and hopefully we can continue to get local support for them. But I want to be careful that we don't cry wolf.
Okay. Now, another thing that came up today, and that is, of course, the roads, town roads, county roads, etc. These roads need some work.
Absolutely. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has projections out over the next 10 years that gas tax, vehicle registration fees, or some other type of funding mechanism needs to increase by about $200 million a year just to maintain what we currently have. That's not building new roads. That's not taking the 2 lanes to 4 lanes additional above and beyond. It's to maintain what we have at our current levels. And the transportation budget is about $3 billion each year between state and federal funding type thing. So in essence, what they're looking for is probably having anywhere from 5 to 10% increase in funding just to maintain what we currently have. Well, there's not enough money to do that. You know, there's the realization in the state legislature is we're not going to raise taxes or fees, and so we're going to have to do more with less. So I think you may see some efforts to target some money for transportation along with, like I said, education or potentially health care. But really, we're going to have to be prepared that at times some of those 55-mile-an-hour posted county roads for a period of time or for a couple of years might become 45 miles an hour. We just don't have the money to do everything that everybody wants to do. We have a lot of money in the state budget, but it is really going towards supporting the needy in the state. And roads want more money, but they're not going to get as much as they'd like.
A year ago, the discussion at this meeting concerned the heavy manure haulers that were being ticketed in Marathon County. Have we resolved the situation there?
No, it has not been resolved. What has happened, though, is there's better communication between the livestock industry and local units of government, whether it be county government, highway department, the sheriff's department, and our town boards and town government. In a lot of parts of the state now, you're seeing the custom manure haulers and the farmers working with those local elected officials to say, hey, if we're hauling manure these couple days, can we post the road to only go one way so the vehicles can travel in the middle of the road so we're not wrecking the shoulders? The other thing you're seeing is we in agriculture cannot justify repeated trips over the same road with an enormous amount of weight. What clearly we've seen from the studies that the Towns Association, the Counties Association, and others help do in multi-states here in the upper Midwest is semis are the best thing to use to haul manure. So I know throughout the state we're seeing custom manure haulers using semis a lot more, going down the center of the road, offloading to the vehicles in the field for them to then apply the manure that way. kind of comes down to the old country saying, good fences make good neighbors, and good neighbors keep good fences. Same thing has to apply with using those local rural roads.